我们所领受的是生命之道。
Apostle John said that the word we receive is the word of life.
我们不只是听见，可以看见，而且可以摸到。
Not only we see it, we hear it, but we can also feel it.
所以我们借着领受神的话，可以跟神亲密的交通。
So through receiving the word of God, we can commune with God.
我们把神的恩典分享出来，也可以彼此互相的交通，互相得造就。
And by sharing the word of God, we can receive mutual encouragement and be edified.
我们今天下午特别请韩烈姐妹来做见证。
This afternoon, we'll ask Sister Han Ye to testify for us.
韩姐妹她本来是上海闸北堂教会的负责人。
And she originally is a church member in a church in Shanghai.
在去年的四月移民到美国来。
And last year, during April, she immigrated to the U.S.
现在属于费城教会。
And now she belongs to Philadelphia Church.
感谢主，在她身上有神非常大的恩典。
And thank God we can see God's grace on her.
我们希望借着这个机会，请她来跟我们大家分享。
And we hope through this opportunity, she can share the grace of God.
让我们大家一起来荣耀神，彼此得造就。
So that we can glorify God and be edified.
我们先来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们这个见证会。
Before we begin, we'll kneel down and pray and ask God for His guidance.
让圣灵运行，让见证的人还有听见证的人都能够得造就。
And we ask the Holy Spirit move upon us so that whatever is listening may be edified.
请大家一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
姐妹，
还有她的先生跟她的儿子。Let me introduce Sister Han Ye and her husband and son.
好，请坐。我们现在就请韩姐妹来做见证。
Now we ask Sister Han Ye to give us testimony.
哈利路亚，弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友，主内平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to be with brothers and friends。
我叫韩烨，来自中国上海。
My name is Han Ye, and I come from China.
蒙神恩典，我们全家于2012年9月移民美国。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord, we immigrated to the U.S. Around September.
对，九月，
We immigrated to the U.S. around September last year.
如果不是神奇妙的拣选，我不会来信耶稣。
And if it wasn't because of God's grace, I wouldn't have come to believe in God.
也不可能和大家在这里相会。
And I would have not met you, everyone here.
我从小生长在一个无神论的家庭。
I grew up in an atheist family.
接受的是无神论的教育。
I received atheist education.
在我的这个大家族里有信佛教的。
And in my big family, we have some people that believe in Buddhism.
信道教的。
And some people believe in Taoism.
信伊斯兰教的。
Some believe in Muslim.
却没有一个信基督教的。
But none believes in Christians.
可是正像圣经所说的，在你母腹里还没有形质的时候，我已经拣选了你。
But just like the Bible say, even when you are in your mother's womb, I already chosen you.
我这个看起来和基督没有渊源的人。
Although seems like I'm not related to Christ.
却因神大爱被他拣选。
But because of his love, I was chosen.
1991年，我大学毕业参加工作。
1991, after I graduated from college, I went to work.
那是中国改革开放的第二个十年。
That's after the the government started allow people to be a little more liberal.
很多新鲜的事物涌进国门。
A lot of fresh new things start coming into the country.
那个时候，只要有海外的归国的华人回中国，总是会以巧克力啊、香水啊，或者这种名牌的衣服来送给亲友。
And whoever went back to China at that time would bring back chocolates, perfume, things from other countries, and as a gift for families.
我的一个台湾客人却送给了我一件很不起眼的礼物。
But one of my customers from Taiwan gave me a gift that's rather nice and impressive.
那是一本白色的小册子。
She gave me a white booklet.
上面写着神爱世人。
And on the booklet says God love everyone.
这是我能记得的仅仅的四个字。
And these are only words I remember from the booklet.
因为它实在太不起眼。
Because it's so trivial.
然后从我拿回家，我就把它放在写字台的书桌里。
And after I brought it back home, I put it in the drawer.
工作的繁忙以及占据我业余时间的其他爱好，使我没有兴趣，也没有无暇去翻开它细细的读。
And because of my work habits and other activities, I never bothered to look at the booklet.
这是我第一次错失神的召唤。
And that was that's the first time I missed God's calling.
1996年，我随经贸厅的一个访问团考察欧洲。
And in 1996, I went with a visitor scholar group to Europe.
我们沿途参观了很多精美的教堂，比如说巴黎圣母院、科隆大教堂等等。
And we visited many great churches in Europe.
所有人的兴奋点都是在欣赏这个教堂的华美建筑上。
And everyone was excited. Everyone's focus was on how beautiful the chapels were.
没有任何一个人对耶稣他自己或者说对圣经有这样的热心。
And no one was interested in Jesus himself or the God himself.
记得一个星期天，我们去巴黎的协和广场。
I remember one Sunday when we went to public park.
协和广场边上，因为是周日的缘故，有很多卖艺的这种艺人，还有很多摆摊经营小买卖的人在那里摆摊。
And because it was Sunday, there were a lot of people that were performing on the street or having a lot of food stands.
所以我们考察团的人就对这些在中国看不到的事物非常的有兴趣，他们就在那里兴致勃勃的参观。
And because we never seen this before in China, so they grab all our attentions.
而我独自一个人离开他们，走进了位于广场边上的圣心大教堂。
And however, I alone by myself, departed from the group and went into the chapel.
周日正是教徒做礼拜的时间。
And at that time, Sunday was their service time.
那个主教用法文在台上讲着圣经。
And the Pope, one of the preacher was speaking sermon on the Pope.
我听不懂他讲的任何一句话。
I did not understand a word he was talking.
却不影响我留下来。
But it did not affect me. It did not drive me to walk away.
我在教堂的最后一排坐下来。
I sat at the last row in the chapel.
双手合掌，闭起眼睛，开始了我人生的第一个祷告。
I clasped my hands, closed my eyes, and I gave my first prayer in my life.
其实我根本不知道怎么祷告，也不明确祷告的对象是谁。
At that time, I didn't really know how to pray, and I didn't know who I should pray to.
只觉得这位外国人所信仰的神同样可以保佑我平安。
I just felt that this foreign God they believe in can also give me peace.
走出教堂，我内心有说不出来的轻快。
And after I left the chapel, my heart was filled with joy.
两周以后，我们结束了访问，回到中国。
2 weeks after the visitation ended, we returned to China.
所以又照样就是恢复到平常的生活，出差工作。我已经把教堂的一幕完全放在了脑后。
I returned to my daily life routine, and I forgot about church.
这是我第二次与神失之交臂。
This is the second time I missed the calling of God.
1997年。
1997.
因为我和先生要准备婚礼，我们准备结婚的用品，我们就专程飞到北京去采购。
Because my husband were planning, me and my husband we were planning for our wedding, so we flew to purchase some stuff for our wedding.
然后北京有一个非常有名的商场叫做赛特购物中心。
So when we arrived at this shopping center in Beijing,
赛特。
It's called Site.
I don't know how to say in English.
Citer.
非常有名哈，当时因为可以买到很多进口的商品，是非常有名的一家涉外商场。
Because it's a well-known store that's filled with imported goods.
啊，然后我们在里面采购了很多结婚啊、婚礼啊、新房要用的礼品。
So we bought a lot of gifts for our wedding and our future house.
因为买的数量够多，商场就通知我们有一份免费的礼物可以拿。
Because we bought enough stuff, so the shopping mall told us we'll receive a free gift.
那是一个耶稣受难的十字架。
And we received a cross.
我很稀奇，在北京这样的商场居然能送十字架做礼物。
I was very surprised that I can receive a cross as a gift from a shopping center.
可是当时也比较愚钝哈，没有应声去寻求十字架的救恩。
But at that time, I was a little I didn't really think much, so I didn't pursue after it.
只是把它当做一个时髦的挂件挂在我的脖子上。
I only treated it as an accessory and wear it on my neck.
现在回忆起来
，thinking back now,
我总是感慨自己为什么会那么麻木和迟钝。
I always feel like I always regret how come I was how come I didn't pay attention to it?
哦，没有像彼得兄弟、雅各兄弟。
How come I didn't? How come I wasn't like Peter or Jacob?
啊，圣经记载，当主耶稣召唤他们的时候
，The Bible records when Jesus called them.
立刻舍了网，立刻舍了船。
They gave up their boat, gave up their job.
跟从耶稣
，and followed Jesus.
毫不犹豫
，They did not hesitate.
义无反顾
，and they did not look back.
可是我的愚钝使我在后来肉体上受了很多的苦处。
However, my hesitation caused me great pain on my body later on.
所以我想今天如果有在平安当中听到福音的慕道朋友。
So today, for our friends here, if you hear the gospel while in peace,
你们一定珍惜神爱的召唤。
Please cherish this opportunity of God's calling.
时间到了1999年的九月，我剖腹产下一子。
And at 1999, I gave birth to my first child.
啊，当上了幸福的妈妈。
And I became a mother.
可是两个月后
，However, 2 months after,
当我们全家还在为新生命的降临喜不自禁的时候
，While we're still in the joy of our firstborn child,
一场奇怪的病痛袭击了我。
A strange illness came upon me.
起先是腰疼。
Initially, it was only back pain.
我不以为然，觉得是照顾小宝宝累了。
I saw perhaps because I'm tired from taking care of the child.
慢慢总会好起来的。
And I'll probably get better later on.
可是事实上并没有好起来。
However, the truth is, I never got better.
反而越来越厉害。
It only got worse.
慢慢的蔓延到胸椎、颈椎，以致全身的关节。
It slowly spread to my neck, to my arm, to the whole body.
除了疼痛，还有怕冷。
And besides pain, I was also become starting to be afraid of cold.
疼痛又引发失眠。
And the pain also caused me asthma.
失眠又引起心脏不好。
I mean, the pain also caused me to prevent me from getting sleep at night, and then eventually affect my heart.
所以一连串的病痛让我产后不是觉得幸福，而是非常的痛苦。
And all these illness that came upon me made me feel miserable after giving birth.
从1999年的11月起，我就开始了慢慢的寻医之路。
And starting November of 1999, I started seeking for help.
我跑遍了大小所有的医院，中医、西医、私人诊所。
I went to all kinds of hospital and clinic.
我先生又带我飞到了北京医院。
My husband also took me and flew into a hospital in Beijing.
因为他和他的哥哥都是搞医，所以也能找到相熟的好的主任医生来为我诊断。
Because my husband and his brother are both doctors, so they can find me other doctor for help.
可是那位主任医生诊断了之后，也表示一点办法都没有。
But even though they tried to look for help, there was nothing the other people could do.
一面是寻医无助
，while I was helpless.
一面是病痛在不停的加重
，the illness was getting worse.
到2000年的夏天，我已经病得几乎不能出门。
At the summer of 2000, I was sick to the point that I cannot really leave my home.
我就连刷牙这点时间都站不住。
Even just the amount of time I need to brush my teeth, I could not bear the pain.
需要家人搬一个椅子到卫生间让我坐着，我才可以刷牙。
I need my family to bring a chair into the bathroom so I can sit on it and brush my teeth.
吃饭是勉强坐到餐桌前面。
And I can barely sit on the dining table.
要很多的靠垫托住我。
I need a lot of padding to hold support my body.
手没有办法端碗。
I cannot hold the bowl by my own hand.
记得我妈妈拿我孩子的奶粉罐放在我的餐桌前，然后把我吃饭的碗再垫在上面，我才可以微微低头来吃饭。
I remember my family needed to put a can on in front of me and put my bowl on top of the can, then I can bow down my head a little bit and eat.
所以大热天，所有的人都巴不得在空调房间里待着的时候。我却要穿很多的衣服，穿着羊毛衫，盖着被子，就成天几乎就是躺在床上的。
And during summer, when everybody rather preferred being in a air-conditioned room, I had to wear all these clothes, jacket, to keep myself from being feeling cold.
那个时候，父母除了要照顾我，还要照顾我的孩子。
At that time, not only my parents need to take care of me, they also need to take care of my child.
然后先生因为工作的原因，也不跟我在一起，就长期是出差在外的。
And my husband, because of work, he is often away from home.
因为其实从我孩子两个月之后，我就再也没有这个能力去抱他，就全都是我的父母在照顾他。
And because of my illness, I couldn't really hold my son or take care of my son after he was 2 years old.
曾经一度我有轻生的念头。
And there was one time I feel suicidal.
因为24小时，就是每分每秒都在疼痛当中煎熬。
Because every single second throughout the entire day, I was feeling pain.
而且想着自己年纪轻轻，就是不但不能自己照顾孩子，而且还成为家人的负担。
And I feel like, you know, since I'm still young, yet I already cannot take care of my child. On top of that, I need somebody to take care of me.
医院是已经表示没有办法。
The hospital already expressed their feeling. There's nothing they can do.
那个时候，我不信神的父母甚至听从了那个亲友的劝告，去请了一尊观音回家。
And at that time, my atheist parents also listened to advice from their friends and brought back home an idol.
早晚上香。
And they worship the idol day and night.
然后又去上祖坟，寻求祖宗的保佑。
Or they would go to the grave of our ancestors asking for help.
一切都无济于事。
And none of these helped.
到了2000年的十月份
，until August 2000，
我有一位在报社工作的记者。
There's a journalist in a newspaper.
然后到家里来看我。
And he visited my home.
他走进家门，看到我已经被病痛折磨的，就是形容憔悴的样子。
And he saw how miserable I was.
心里很是怜惜。
He was very pitiful.
然后隔天他就把我的病情登载在报纸的下午版上面。
And the next day, he put the condition of my illness on newspaper.
希望就是当时有没有看看有民间的那种偏方可以帮助到我。
And the journalist was hoping that perhaps when somebody see the newspaper, they would know some secret remedy that can help me.
就世界上还是有很多好心人，他们就想了各种各样的方法来帮助我。
And indeed, there are many kind people. They saw many ways to help me.
当时普遍的说法认为是我剖腹产的时候麻药位置打得不好，伤到了我椎管的神经。
The common saying at that time is when I was giving birth to my child, the numb medicine was injected at the wrong place. That's why it hurt my nerve.
那么他们中间呢，有些是家里是养蜂的，就是蜜蜂的。他说他愿意提供蜂疗。
And there's some people that they have bees at home, so they say they will give me bee therapy.
有些是愿意提供理疗。物理的
and some people will provide physical therapy.
有些是民间，他是练气功的，他说他愿意就是用气功的方法来帮助我治病。
And some people practice qi, and they will offer qi therapy for me.
但是我自己都不抱什么希望。
But I myself, didn't have much hope.
因为在过去的一年当中，我已经尝试了很多很多的方法。
Because I had just tried about every single possible method in the last year.
没有任何的果效。
Nothing helped.
那只有其中有一位贵州的先生，他提供的方法让我自己觉得是有那么一点希望。
Only one Mr. from Guizhou in China, the method he provided gave me slightly of hope.
他说他的太太和我一样的病症。
He said his wife had the same illness as me.
也是产后的风寒，加上全身的关节疼痛，到后来都瘫痪了。
She had the coldness after. She had the coldness and pain after giving birth, and she was later on paralyzed.
结果用了贵州少数民族提供的一个药方，少数民族。
And later on, because they received a remedy from one of the remote tribes,
完全好了。
Then her wife completely recovered.
这就让我心里很有盼望，我就采用了他的方法。
So I was really, I got my hope up and was really looking forward to trying the method. Remedy.
这是一个中医的一个偏方。
And it is a prescription from Chinese medicine.
我的父亲就是拿到这个药方之后，跑遍了所有的老字号的药房、中药房。
And after my father got the prescription, he went to all the Chinese medicine store.
采集了这个含有五步蛇、毒蝎子、蜈蚣这些很多稀奇八怪这种名贵中药在里面的这样一个方子，他全部都采集了。
And he collect all the ingredients such as viper, scorpion, all these expensive medicine from Chinese.
然后回到家，自己亲自熬，就守在那里，就是看着熬好，亲自端给我，亲自看着我喝下去。
And after he collect all the ingredients, he came home and look at prepare the medicine himself and watch me drink all the medicine himself as well.
我想那一刻我们全家人的希望都融在这碗浓浓的汤药里面了。
And at that moment, I know all my family's hope is in this bottle of medicine.
连续喝了两周。
And I drank the medicine for 2 weeks straight.
我的病症没有丝毫的减轻。
My illness did not get better at all.
可是那位贵州先生的太太，她是七天就好了。
But the husband that came from Guizhou, her wife recovered in a week.
所以我想我是完全绝望了，我是因为已经连服两周嘛。
So at that point, I gave up hope because I drank the medicine for 2 weeks already.
其实谁也不知道我在这边病痛当中受苦，另一位教会的不识字的老姐妹就拿着登有我病情的那个报纸，在教会的负责人面前就是不停地去叙说，然后让教会去救我。
And at that time, I didn't realize a sister from the church, after she saw the newspaper article, brought the article to the church member, church council, and asked the council to help.
这位老姐妹不识字。
This old sister does not how to read.
是她女儿去看她的时候为她读报。
She come to know the article because when her daughter visited her daughter read the newspaper article to her.
读到了我的病情。
And she read my illness to her.
老姐妹后来跟我说，她当时听完之后，心就像被扎一样的疼。
The elder sister told me after she heard my story on the newspaper, it felt like her heart was pierced.
脑海里只有一个念头，耶稣救你。
And there's only one thought in her mind, that is, Jesus will save you.
其实我想报纸上每天都会登载这种人间的灾祸啊、车祸啊，什么每天都会有。
It is very common for the newspaper to have people's suffering listed on them, such as car accidents.
可是为什么他的心就像被扎住了一样，就牵挂住了他觉得他一刻都不能放，就是没有见过我的面，但是脑子里就是整个就是我的病，要救我，要救我，这是重生来的。
And how come only when this older sister heard my story, she feel like her heart is pierced? I believe this comes from God.
当他去找教会的时候，其实教会并没有接纳他的建议。
When she went to the church, initially church did not a separate proposal.
因为当时教会内部有不少就是本来已经被病痛所捆绑的弟兄姐妹需要关怀。
Because at that time, church already has many brothers and sisters that are sick and need cares.
探访组每天的圣工都排得满满的。
And the church's work schedule is already fully booked.
第二，教会也不认为报纸登载的情况有那么确切的真实性。
And they also feel like the newspaper may not be honest in terms of the condition of the patient.
教会又认为我年轻，生活在知识分子家庭，不会那么轻易的接受福音。
And the church also feel like because I'm young and I'm educated, so perhaps I will not receive the gospel.
可老姐妹并不气馁，她三番五次的找不同的负责人说。
But this elderly sister never gave up, and she continued to approach different churchBoard council member to discuss this issue.
直到有一位老执事和他讲，你去联系，只要联系得上，教会一定去。
But later on, a deacon, an elder deacon told her that you can go as well as long as you can contact this person.
老人因为没有文化嘛，连电话都不太懂得怎么打。
Because she doesn't even know how to use a phone.
他邀请了 教会里的另一位姐妹和她一同去拨打这个电话。
And that's why she asked another sister from church to help her make the phone call.
电话是直接打到了报社的编辑部。
And they called the editors directly in the newspaper.
因为为了保证我安静休养啊什么，所有的电话都是通过报社编辑部转的。
And because the newspaper company wanted to ensure that I can rest peacefully, that's why all the phone call had to go through them.
两位老姐妹都不善言辞。
And both sisters did not hesitate.
也不会说普通话。Mandarin.
And they don't really know how to speak Mandarin.
他们但是他们靠着祷告行事。
But they pray. They work with prayers.
神感动报社的工作人员，居然把我家的这个直线电话，直接我家的电话号码直接给了他们。
And miraculously, God moved the people at the newspaper company, and they actually gave my phone number to the two sisters.
可是当我在电话当中第一次听到老人的声音的时候，我的第一感觉是碰到了骗子。
But however, when I first heard the voice of the two sisters on the phone, I feel like I ran into a scandalist.
因为老人在电话里非常果断，直接地告诉我，你是谁谁谁，你生病，你的病我们可以治。
Because they told me very determinedly that you are this person, right? And you are sick, and we can help you.
说得非常的肯定。
They are very firm.
我想连这种专家医生都说，哎呦，没有办法，一个听起来声音没有文化的老太太能说得那么肯定。
I feel like even when the doctors say there's nothing they can do, how can this elderly person that's not even educated can tell me that they can help me?
我感觉是骗子骗钱的。
I feel like they're lying to me, trying to get my money.
而且他电话里一来只说你的病我们能治，你的家在哪里？我们上门来。
And when they call, they only say we can help you with your illness. Where's your home? We'll go to you.
这真的是让我担心，所以我就接着问他：你们的医生是男的女的？你们的医院在哪里？
So I was very concerned, so I asked him, saying that, is your doctor a man or a woman, and where is your hospital?
然后他就说医生是男的。
And they told me our doctor is a male.
因为他是指着主耶稣说的。
Because they were referring to Lord Jesus.
然后他说医院在拱辰堂，那是我们真耶稣教会的会堂地址。
And they say the hospital is at Gongcheng堂. That's where the church is located.
但老人还是听出了我话语当中的那种犹豫。
And but they see the hesitation in my words.
在那一刻，他后来见证说是神给了他智慧。他直接在电话里说，其实医生是耶稣。
So they told me later on that God gave them the wisdom on the phone.And they told me the doctor is Lord Jesus himself.
哦，原来是耶稣，我的心放下了。
And so when I heard it is Jesus, I was relieved.
我放下电话，思考了几分钟，就跟我妈妈说，我决定信耶稣了。
After I put down the phone, I thought for a few minutes and told my mother I will believe in Jesus.
隔天，教会的探访组和教会的负责人大概有十几个人就到了我家里。
The very next day, the visitation group from church arrived at my home.
他们向我见证了。耶稣是救主，耶稣是神。
They testify to me that Lord Jesus is Savior, He is God.
并且为我祷告。
And they pray for me.
老执事跟我说，你这得的是恩典病。
The deacon say to me, the illness you receive is an illness for, is an illness for grace.
因为如果没有这个病，你不会来信耶稣。
Because without this illness, you will never come to believe in God.
我想他说的是对的。
And I think what he says is correct.
没有这个病，我不会走投无路。
Without this illness, I will never run into the end of the road.
没有走投无路，我不会来寻求神。
And without coming to the end of the road, I will not believe in God.
从那以后，那个是2000年的11月，到隔年2001年的9月份我受洗，差不多一年的时间里。
And that was at around November in 2000, and I was baptized the following year in September.
教会从没有间断过，每周一次，甚至于两次到我家来。祷告来探访。
The church throughout every week during this time, the church came to my home, prayed for me, and visited me.
即便碰到恶劣的天气，暴雨、下雪天，他们都没有间断过。
Even when there was snow, when there was rain, they never stopped coming.
教会中有一位患肝硬化的老姐妹跟我见证，就是肝硬化、肝腹水，她是七天神就彻底医治了她。
They testified to me that there's a member in church, she had a liver problem, and God cured her within 7 days.
所以我当时因为受病痛已经差不多一年多的时间，就是 so suffer， 我就觉得哎呀，我也巴不得像这位老姐妹一样，那么快的能够好起来。
And because I have been suffering for almost over a year, I feel like I was praying to God that only if I can get better, just like this sister.
可事实上没有。
However, I did not get better.
我的病好得非常非常的慢，甚至当中还有反复。
I recovered very slowly, even at some point it got worse.
我之所以没有离开教会，不是因为我的病马上得医治了。
And however, the reason I stayed in church is not because my illness was cured.
而是源于教会弟兄姐妹那种无私付出的爱。
I stayed in church because of the love the brothers.Brother and sister from the church showed me.
那种爱来源于神。
And the law, I know the law comes from God.
多年以后，我想神在我身上是良苦用心的。
And many years after, when I look back, I realized that God had put a lot of effort in me.
因为像我那样的年纪、那样的环境，如果立刻医治了我，我肯定又去忙碌这个世界，离开神了。
I know that if God cured me instantly on the spot, I would return to the world and forget about God.
想来应该得的容易，忘的也快吧。
And there's a saying that when you receive something fast, you'll forget about it fast too.
可是正是因为这样慢慢的，再加上教会的爱，使我一刻也不愿意，也不敢离开神，离开教会。
And because of the love I was receiving from brother and sister, I remained with the church.
当明白了更多的圣经之后
，And after I understand more about the Bible.
我又体会到神是希望我的信建立在基督身上。
I realize God wants me to establish my faith on Him.
而不是纯粹的病痛得医治或某一个神迹上。
He didn't want me to establish my faith on the fact that I was cured of my illness.
他希望我的信有根有基。
He wants my faith to have a foundation.
即便病痛还在，依然信他。
Even though I may still have the illness, I will still believe in Him.
一路走来，神的恩典真的更够我所用。
And indeed, God's grace is sufficient for me.
从当年寸步难行
，from the year that I could not even walk a step，
到如今越洋飞行来到异国
，till today that I even flew over the sea to come here.
神的爱从来没有离开过我。
God's love never depart from me.
我唯愿自己能够多多体恤他的心意。
I only hope that I can understand His will more.
一生一世活在他的里面。
That my whole life I can live in Him.
哈利路亚，感谢神，阿门。
Hallelujah, praise God, Amen.
感谢主，我们听到安姐妹非常美好的见证。
Thank God, for Sister Hans' testimony.
他因为在病痛当中啊，结果主耶稣的恩典临到他。
God's grace come to him through in her illness.
因为他是受过高等教育。
Because she's highly educated.
有很好的工作。
And she has a good job.
很好的家庭背景。
A very good family background.
像这样的状况之下，要来信主不容易。
Under this kind of condition, it's very difficult for someone to come to believe in God.
所以圣经里面说啊，神借着困苦救拔困苦人。
That's why the Bible says that through suffering, God saved people.
在他病痛当中啊，在没有希望的时候。
In her suffering, when she had no hope,
主耶稣的恩典临到他们家。
God's grace fell upon her family.
这是神的美意。
This is God's good will.
那我们刚刚听到说啊，在上海教会的一些老姐妹。
And we heard about the elderly sisters in Shanghai Church.
虽然这个姐妹啊，她不识字。
Even though she is not legible.
都要她的女儿回家的时候读报纸给她。
Yeah, she would ask her daughter to read the newspaper for her when she go home.
因为韩姐妹有一个朋友，她在报社服务。
And because Sister Han, she has a friend in the newspaper.
突然间来拜访她。
And visit her.
发现她生了重病。
And discovered that she has illness.
所以就把她登在这个报上，希望有人能够看看有什么方法来帮助她。
And then that's why they posted on newspaper, hoping that someone can help them.
那虽然很多的偏方但是好像都没有办法。
Even though there seems to be many remedies, but none of these help.
没想到这个老姐妹哦，虽然她不识字，但是她信心很强。
And surprisingly, this elderly sister, even though she doesn't know how to read,
she has strong faith. 相当有爱心。
And she has a lot of love.
她知道她在病痛当中啊，一定很辛苦。
And she realized that Sister Han must be suffering in her illness.
她还知道说，唯有主耶稣啊，才能够帮助她。
And she was very determined that only Jesus can help her.
啊，虽然她不识字啊，她本来请教会的负责人帮忙。
So even though this elderly sister doesn't know how to read,
因为负责人啊，主事都很忙。
And but because the church member and deacons they are all busy.
啊，那她一直很坚持啊，说一定要去帮助她。
But because her of her firm determination.
后来一个老执事啊，受到感动了。
And later on, elder deacon was moved.
啊，就说那你们去联系啦，联系上的话，那我们就去探访。
And this elder deacon told her that. You can try to reach out to her. If you can reach her, we'll go and help.
结果他们联系上以后啊，啊，这个不断的啊，每个礼拜一次到两次啊，啊，去访问、帮助、祷告。
And after they had connected, they are connected with Sister Han. They would come every week to pray for her.
啊，经过长时间的啊，主耶稣慢慢的让他的病痛啊，渐渐的好起来。
And after a period of time.God allowed her to slowly recover from her illness.
所以我们从这些老姐妹啊，啊，她们的那一种精神啊，啊，真的是让人受感动。
And truly, the spirit of these elderly sisters are admirable.
啊，因为她们知道耶稣是全能的神，也是慈悲怜悯的救主。
Because they know Jesus is Almighty God and is our Savior.
啊，所以人在病痛当中真的很需要主耶稣的救恩。
So truly, in our illness or sickness, we need God's help.
啊，所以他们就坚持啊，啊，长时间的去探访、帮助、祷告。
That's why they determined to come, to go during a prolonged period to help pray.
我觉得我们每一个蒙恩的人啊，都应当有这样的精神。
I think every one of us who have received the grace from God.
我们看到这个世界上啊，病痛可怜的人实在太多了。
We can see there are many people suffering in this world.
啊，很需要神的救恩。
And they need the salvation.
那我们蒙恩的人呢，啊，最好报答神恩典的方法。
And this is the best way for us who have received the grace from God.
就是把我们所得来的恩典呢，啊，见证出去，让更多人一起来享受神的恩惠。
Is that we preach the gospel we receive so that other people can receive the gospel as well.
啊，就是我们要学习的一种精神。
This is a spirit we should learn from.
啊，感谢主啦，借着他的见证，啊，一方面荣耀神的名。
Thank God through her testimony, God's name is glorified.
希望对我们所有弟兄姊妹啊，能够有一点激励。
And we hope this will also inspire brothers and sisters.
说我们不要突然领受神的恩典。
That we should not receive God's grace in vain.
啊，要把主耶稣的恩典啊见证出来。
We need to testify God's grace.
啊，向我们的亲戚朋友啊，引导更多人来接受主耶稣的救恩。
We should testify to our family, friends, and relatives so that more can come to believe.
啊，所以愿主耶稣，愿一切的荣耀都归给主耶稣基督的圣名。
May all the glory be unto His name.
啊，感谢主，我们见证会就到这里结束。
Thank God this will conclude our testimony section.
我们大家一起低头默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息。